Hey, what's up, folks, and welcome to The Boss's Desk, where we look out for you, giving you the best in geek news and movie reviews. I'm your boy, the big boss, and I'm here with my amigo, the professor.
What's going on? What's happening?
What's going on, man?
Oh, man, Happy New Year. Happy New Year to y'all out there.
Happy New Year, yeah. Definitely doing it up big for the 2018 show. Got a couple things we're going to do. We're probably just going to freestyle it today. Want to talk about our favorites, our favorite movies coming out of 2017. Talk about our most anticipated films of 2018. Which I'm sure if you guys have been listening, you already know mine. So.
Yeah, I mean, that was pretty obvious when it comes right down to it. So we already know what that's going to be. But.
Yeah. So, yeah, let's get into this new year the way that we do it here at the Boss's Desk. So first up, let's just run through, I guess, our favorites of 2017. We'll talk about our favorites and, we'll tell you why we like those things. And then we'll talk about some of our honorable mentions, just run through those and let you guys know if you missed anything, what you should be looking for if you haven't watched anything from 2017.
Sounds like a plan.
All right. So first things first, let's start off with you, Professor. What's your number five pick for 2017?
Oh, I didn't really put them in an order. I just have my top five in general. I didn't really put them in an order. Let me. So I guess if I'm going with the list I'm looking at, if I'm going with a number five, probably be a little on the controversial side, but I'll put Logan at number five. I'll put Logan at number five.
Yeah, I'm good with that. I'm definitely good with that because I think Logan shows up maybe like a little earlier for me, but nah, like that's around the area, and I wouldn't say that that's negative.
Well, there's a lot of people who would say that was the best comic book movie of the year, and I don't necessarily agree with that. I mean, I think it was excellent, but I don't necessarily, for me, it wasn't the best comic book movie of the year. I can't say it was.
Right. Yeah. As far as execution is concerned, because, that whole universe is still suffering from a heavy timeline issue, which, you know, we hope to be corrected in future iterations now that they're over on the Marvel team. But,
buddy.
Yeah, man. So that was some good news as far as highlights for 2017.
That's a Merry Christmas right there, I tell you.
Yeah, man. So let me see. My number five for 2017, I will go with... This is a tough one. But I think I'm going to go with Logan as well. Logan wasn't, to me, like the best film, but it took really big strides as far as the stories that you could tell with the comic book superhero franchises. I think it hit pretty hard and did a really good job of telling a more adult story for comic book fans and pretty much ushering. I feel like it wasn't the one that ushered in a new era of comic book storytelling, because I feel like Deadpool did that and did it really well. But Logan definitely sealed the deal that rated R comic book movies, more mature content as far as comic book stories go, can be very profitable and tell a great story at the same time. So
it was really the Wolverine character that everybody wanted,
right?
Finally, I mean, the first two movies, as far as I'm concerned, I know some people actually did enjoy them. The first two movies to me stunk. I didn't like either one of them. I didn't care for them. You know, some people did. That's fine. That's up to you. I didn't like them. Logan, however, I did have a few things with it here and there that I didn't like, I really enjoyed overall, just because it really did. It really kind of was that final. It was Jackman's final go, but it really was the Wolverine, I think, that he wanted to tell since he started making those movies, that just violent, gritty, dark, you know, full-blown Wolverine character, and he finally got a chance to put that on the screen, and they did a great job.
Yeah, man. Definitely. From that, I'll jump to my number four. My number four is definitely going to be a late runner in the year, but a lesser-known film, Roman J. Israel. Roman J. Israel Esquire. That was the title of the movie. And it was starring Denzel Washington. He was playing a I don't want to say washed up, but he was kind of at the end of his year, civil rights lawyer, and basically finds himself trying to adjust in this new kind of like corporate civil justice world, and watching his character kind of like go through this arc of a clear rise and fall and a testing of his morality. I think it was definitely a strong movie this year. Strong. It was a lesser known movie, but it was a strong entry nonetheless. And I really enjoyed it. I'm normally okay with Denzel because I'm like, he's competent in what he does. But like this, I felt like everything that I felt when I watched, you know, movies like Malcolm X, you know what I'm saying? Like these, I feel like are the best films that Denzel has to offer. You know what I'm saying? Like, and this was really just a good time at the movies. Like by the time I left that movie theater, I was like, wow, man, I can't believe like all of that happened to that character. And it was just a joy to sit through that story. So for me, yeah, Roman J. Israel is definitely a number four. Yeah, man.
Mine's not quite on the same lines there, but it's one of the ones that I was looking forward to the most early this year, because I love the first one so much. Mine for number four, I would say John Wick 2.
That was a good one.
The two of them together, but it's just such great action movies. A lot of fun to sit through if you're a big fan of the action, you know, movies like that, where it's just, you know, the movie starts with, you know, him in a car chase, you know, and then proceeds to him getting into a massive fight with all these guys trying to get his car back. It's just so much fun. It just, from the beginning of the movie to the end of the movie, doesn't stop and leads right into whatever the third one's going to be. You know, it's just such a great, great action flick. And it's another surprise one. You know, like the first one was one of those, you know, you heard about it and you were kind of like, it's Keanu Reeves, whatever. And then you see it and you're like, wow, this is really good. And the second one took right over where that one left off. So for me, on my top five,
yeah, definitely. It's like I don't claim to be some kind of professional as far as like action choreography and, you know, gun arts or whatever. But it's just whenever I watch an action movie, I always feel like you always get those characters that do the one shots, but they're so reckless with it. It's like you see these people throw their arms around and then they pop people in one shot. And it's like there's no effort. The thing that I really like about John Wick is like they really took time in making this character proficient in the arms that he uses. Like you watch him go through a pistol, an AR, a shotgun, and it's just the tactical motion of this character is just, it's very believable. Like, I believe that John Wick, if you gave this man just one pistol, he would destroy, like, a nation.
He would destroy.
It's very believable.
Yes.
So, yeah. I can
it's very believable.
Yeah.
And I'm quite.
I can definitely. Yeah.
I was going to say, I'm quite sure our years of Call of Duty and the various weapons that we would get, and we watch the movie and we go, hey, I've seen that. Hey, I know that. I think that probably really helped
our enjoyment
of the movie even more so.
Oh, man. So what's your number three? What's your number three?
So number three. You know what? Number three, I'm going to go with Baby Driver. I know I'm an Edgar Wright fan to begin with, most stuff that he does, so one of those I was looking forward to see. I didn't get a chance to see it. It was in the theater. I did finally see it when it came out on DVD and Blu-ray, and I loved it. It's just such a fun movie. It's another one of those. It's kind of a big action movie. It's got some drama hits in it, but it's just another one of those that starts, goes from the start, and doesn't really stop till the end of the movie. The soundtrack is phenomenal. The acting in the movie is really well done. Yes, it has Kevin Spacey in it before he issues all came out. If you can get past that, and you're okay with actually watching the man in the movie, he's not in it that much. But it's just such a good movie. It's got John Hamm, John Bernthal's in there. A bunch of actors you recognize. Jamie Foxx is one of the leads in the movie.
Yeah.
So well done. Such a fun movie. It's one of my favorites, definitely, for sure.
Yeah. Baby Driver was one of those films last year that I really wanted to see and was really excited to see it, but could just not make it out to the movies to get it. So hopefully I'll be able to watch that in the next coming weeks. But I mean, the reviews that I've heard from this film, and just hearing them from professors, like, I'm really looking forward to watching this film. So
it's a good one.
Yeah, that's definitely one I'm putting on the list.
Definitely want to make some time to watch. It's a good movie.
Yeah. So my number three, is one that was at first unexpected. I didn't really know how it was going to go because they were introducing two characters that I was like, oh man, I don't really see this coming together. But as production went on, I completely believed in it, and it's Thor Ragnarok. Thor Ragnarok hit it out of the park for me. I think it had a lot to do with expectations. My expectations were tempered. So going into the movie, I was like, okay, this is definitely going to be something that I'm going to enjoy. But it was the Thor movie that was necessary. It was the Thor movie we always wanted, and a lot of folks didn't even know that they wanted. Right. But it was definitely one of those films that's enjoyable, rewatchable, and just an excellent entry into that Marvel cinematic universe. So yeah, that's definitely my number three, man.
Fair enough. What do you got at number two?
Number two goes back to my childhood. I've been waiting for Spider-Man to be correctly done by the Marvel Cinematic Universe for years. Ever since Iron Man came out, I've been looking forward to Spider-Man eventually coming back home to Marvel.
Right.
So to see it finally take shape, finally happen, and we get it in the form of Spider-Man Homecoming, Tom Holland was just a beast as Peter. Like everything I wanted and more I got out of this movie, and it definitely woke up nostalgia, the childhood. I loved it. I loved that movie.
Fair enough. I'm with that.
So how about your number two?
So for me, number two, actually, and I've been going back and forth on it for a while until pretty much exactly this moment. Number two for me was probably Ragnarok.
Okay.
I couldn't decide if it was number one or number two. I'm going to go with number one or number two, just because of what number one ultimately what it ended up meaning for me. But Ragnarok was just such a good movie. It was so well done.
Yeah.
You know, it's just such a different take on everything. Hemsworth wanted to make massive sweeping changes to Thor, and they certainly did that, and it just worked. You know, there wasn't a whole lot in the movie that didn't work, and it's going to be a really, really good lead-in to, you know, not bypassing Black Panther, but it's a really good lead-in from the Thor movies into Infinity War. You know, that whole setup and the closing definitely. Scene showing Thanos' ship show up beforehand. You know, it was just visually, it's a stunning movie. The actors in the movie are fantastic. Cate Blanchett, Jeff Goldblum, you know, Tom Hiddleston always as Loki is great. Chris Hemsworth as Thor is very good. Just the right balance of stuff.
That cast was so strong.
So for me, I put Ragnarok in the two.
Yeah, definitely. And you listed the cast, man, the cast was super strong in that film. I loved that cast. Every character was properly placed, and watching Taika Waititi, the director, almost kind of like steal the show as a Korg. Like it was just a joy to watch.
It really is. It's one of those that's easily rewatchable over and over again.
Yeah. And so now here it is, folks. This is you're getting the boss and the professor, our number one picks for 2017, man. Our number one picks. So go ahead and start that off.
So my number one, obviously very biased because it's my favorite Marvel character. And there's only one other character I've been waiting for Marvel to get their hands on more. And that's going to happen within the next year.
Yeah, man.
So for me, number one was Spider-Man Homecoming. Because I've just...
Yes.
Not that I didn't like the previous two sets of Spider-Mans, because I did. I liked Tobey Maguire. I liked Andrew Garfield. And those movies weren't terrible, I didn't think. Obviously, the Maguire ones get better rankings than the Garfield ones. But I liked them all pretty much about the same.
Yeah.
But they still didn't have that perfect Spider-Man feeling to me for it. And Homecoming just did. You can tell the Marvel influence when you watch these movies, that they're finally getting their hands on their, you know, they're getting their babies back, so to speak. You know, and they went with Homecoming, and they put Holland in. And we saw Holland in Civil War, so we knew he was going to be good, because he was excellent as Spider-Man in Civil War. And then they just put together, to me, what's definitely the best Spider-Man movie they've done yet. Just every aspect of it. You know, the previous ones, it was, McGuire wasn't a great Spider-Man, but he was a good Parker. Garfield was a good Spider-Man, but he wasn't necessarily a good Parker. Holland is both. Holland is 100%
yeah.
So,
hands down.
You know,
hands down.
Hands down. I am absolutely looking forward to seeing him again in Infinity War. Absolutely looking forward to Spider-Man Homecoming 2, whatever that's going to end up being called. You know, and the fact that he's now going to be kind of the center of their universe going forward in Phase 4 or whatever they're calling it now. I think this series, the franchises are going to be in good hands with that kid leading the charge as Peter Parker, the spectacular Spider-Man. So, for me, it might be a little biased, but for me, the number one movie for 2017 is Spider-Man.
Nice.
I know what yours is, but I'm going to go ahead and let you go.
All right. So my number one film for 2017, hands down, it was the debut of a director who I really didn't see this kind of movie coming out from him. Like it's a thriller, psychological thriller, plays off like a horror. Like I was not expecting this movie to wow me as much as it did, and the movie is Get Out.
Most people, I think.
Yeah, like, oh man, I literally had chills by the time I left that movie theater. Like, I was terrified. Like, I watch horror films from time to time, and it's just like, it's annoying. Sometimes for me, horror films are like annoying, or they're like, yeah, they're scary, but they're like, it does too much as far as like jump scares, you know what I'm saying? And I mean, like, right. I guess that works. It's just whatever the case may be. But like this one, like, shook me to my core. Like I left there and still days after was like thinking about this movie and was looking at everybody around me like, oh my gosh, can I really trust you? Type deal. Like, this is how intense this movie was. I think you got to say something about the artist when a director can tell a story and thoroughly make everybody understand a certain aspect of everyday life in the type of form that the people who feel it deal with it on a regular basis. Like, institutional racism is like something that gets brought up in conversation a lot especially these days. But what Jordan Peele was able to do with Get Out was to make audiences completely understand, like, the terror and the subtle things that happen just in regular conversation when you're dealing with people who are not sensitive to race, not sensitive to cultures. You know what I'm saying? And it's just like, it is. It's a situation where, like, people of color feel like terrorized on a regular basis, but, you know, we just handle it. But for all intents and purposes, we go to the sunken place. And it's like, for us to see like a visual representation of how we feel on a regular basis, it was just a powerful movie to me. So, like, yeah, Get Out is definitely number one for me for 2017. And
fair
enough. I'm sticking with it. Let's run down the list and see some honorable mentions. I know, our first couple honorable mentions weren't even theatrically released, right?
Well, one of mine wasn't. Yeah, one of mine.
Yeah, I know. I have two that weren't theatrical release, and one is coinciding with yours. So I'll let you say that one.
So, just because it was hilarious and it was one of my favorite movies of the year, just because it was so dumb. But I love the TV show. The movie was so well done. It's got to be the Psych movie. You know, yeah, we know USA Network wasn't shown in the theaters, but man, if you watch that and you don't laugh, don't know what to tell you, because that movie was hilarious the way they did it. And the fact they were able to come back after being away for so long
and not miss
a single beat. I mean, those two alone, just the lead characters alone, you know, James Roday and Dwele, I guess Dwele is how you pronounce it, Dwele Hill. Just the fact that they're able to come back, step into the shoes of characters they haven't played in, what, 6 or 7 years probably at this point? Maybe not quite that many. But characters they haven't played in a very long time.
Right. And
be the exact same characters to a T. It was just, which I think what made it such a fantastic, fun movie to watch.
Yeah, definitely, man. It's just, there's so many good moments in that film. I was telling you earlier today, I was like, yo, the little, like, they sing like Suck It throughout the entire series. And the medley that they put together for this movie was just, it was just phenomenal.
Oh, so bad.
Because it's not so like, funny. It's not like, it would have less of a sting if these guys couldn't sing. But they can. And they sing well and they harmonize well. So watching them joke around, sing and Suck It, like, in perfect harmony, is just the best thing ever.
I love it because just those quick little hits of stuff that it just comes out of left field. You're like, wait a minute, what just happened?
Yeah.
You know, like I said to you when we were talking about it, they're in, you know, spoilers if you haven't seen it yet. Of course, it's been out forever, so if you haven't seen it, it's your fault. They're in the hospital visiting the cop who gets shot, and they get thrown out, and they get in each other's faces, and they're arguing, and out of nowhere, Gus pulls a waffle and starts to eat a waffle from just out of nowhere. And Sean looks at him and goes, where'd you get that? Don't worry about it. Sean goes to take a bite, and he slaps him in the face with it and just turns around and walks away from him. I laughed for a good 10 minutes, and it was for no reason. But just that stuff is what made that series and the movie so much fun.
It's so much we could talk to you guys about this movie, but like, yo, you really got to check this out. Because I could go into all the details of all the things that I loved about it. But it's like, you got to see it for yourself. It's just a beard for your beard. Like, what? It's so random.
If you're a fan at all of the TV show, you have to go back and watch the movie if you can find some place to watch it. It's a lot of fun. It's just really.
So it was close. It was definitely close to making top five, but yeah.
It was close. Tough to put it up there, but it was close. Yeah.
So definitely an honorable mention for Psych the movie. Another honorable mention for me is Message from the King. It was a Netflix movie. Starring none other than the King of Wakanda himself, Chadwick Boseman.
Oh, now I know why that movie's on your list. All right, I see.
Yeah. Yo, like, that movie was so tough. And, like, the twist that comes at the end of that movie is so worth it. Like, it blew me. It blew my mind. I was like, holy crap. Like, I had to watch it again. Like, I really liked the movie. It lets me see that, okay, not only has Chadwick been practicing his African accent, but he has also been practicing laying hands on people and laying the smacketh down. So all I got to say is I don't look at bike chains the same way anymore.
Oh,
so.
Boy. Okay.
So I'll leave that for y'all to imagine. Leave that for my imagination. Check it out. Oh, man. But, yeah, check it out. It's on Netflix now. It was definitely a good one. So let me take a look at some of these other honorable mentions that I got here on my list.
Well, I think one honorable mention we share was very tough to leave out of the top five, as well as the Psych movie was.
Oh, yeah.
Guardians 2. Guardians of the Galaxy 2. Another one. Fantastic movie, great follow-up to the original, you know, Guardians 1. James Gunn, absolutely one of my most favorite, you know, writer-directors at this point. It was just tough to put it in with all the other stuff that I had in there that I really liked. And, you know, people are going to be like, you really like John Wick 2 better than Guardians of the Galaxy? Honestly, I did. And I loved Guardians of the Galaxy, but John Wick was one of those where...
Right.
John Wick was one of those for me that when the first one ended, I wanted the second one right then and there. Just because it was such a great, to me, it was such a good movie. So I admittedly did not like Guardians 2 as much as I liked Guardians 1, although I did really enjoy it. I couldn't get it into my top 5 because the other 5 movies that I have I really liked a lot more. So, but you know, absolutely, yeah. Guardians 2 deserves probably like 5B as far as, you know, the top list goes, but you know, we're not playing right. that game, so Guardians absolutely is top on my honorable mentions list.
Yeah. And that's really what it boiled down to is it was being strict to the top 5 and trying to give I wanted to give unique reasons for my top 5 and like Guardians of the Galaxy was up there, and it was hard because it was either going to be that or Spider-Man. For me, it was that or Spider-Man, but Spider-Man hit on a nostalgic level, like it hit my childhood, which is what made it win out for me. But Guardians was up there. Guardians was definitely up there.
Yeah, it was tough to leave it out.
Yeah, yeah. All right, so these next couple ones, we'll just go through the list, tell you what our honorable mentions are.
Got a handful more, but
yeah, like I have a handful of them. I'll just run down mine. I'll say Underworld Blood Wars. That was definitely one honorable mention. It wasn't going to make the top 5 for me, but I definitely liked it. Split was a surprising one for me. It was a surprising entry for me because I'm not an M. Night Shyamalan fan. I haven't been for a while because he's fallen off. But Split, I feel like, welcome back, Cotter. That's what I feel like. Like, he is definitely back in the flow of it, and he is doing his thing. So, Split is definitely up there for me. John Wick Chapter 2, it's definitely up there for me. Like I was saying before, just a really well done action flick. Like, it just makes it believable. Like, I believed every bit of action that Keanu Reeves was doing in this film. Like, it felt right. So I'm looking forward to anything else that's coming out for that series. I'm with it. Let's see what else. Kong Skull Island, another good one. Gateway into a cinematic universe. And it was Kong the way that I felt like it should have been. Like, I don't want no love story with my King Kong. Like, I don't. Like, I just want, big monsters just messing stuff up. Like, that's what I want. I don't want you looking longingly into somebody's eyes. Like, nah, I'm good.
You do a monster movie. You gotta do a monster movie.
Yeah. You gotta save that longingly looking into other people's eyes for appropriate films. Like the next one I'm gonna say, Beauty and the Beast. That's perfect for that. That's an honorable mention for me. You know what I'm saying? Like, that was a really well done remake or update, if you want to say, because they've been going through their whole catalog and doing these live action updates. So the next one I'm looking forward to is Lion King, but Beauty and the Beast was good, and it was definitely one of the top 5, I think, Christian films the last year. It made a lot of bank. I don't know if Jedi trumped that yet, but that's another one of my honorable mentions is Last Jedi, and we'll probably talk about that a little bit later. Do a little quick review of that. Yeah, Power Rangers, Ghost in the Shell. Ghost in the Shell was like, it was rocky, but it just made my honorable mentions list.
That's fair.
And here's the thing. Now, even though I'm a fan of the franchise, Fate of the Furious did not make my honorable mentions. I'm a fan of the franchise, but best film of 2017, it is not. And I know this, and it knows it, and we have this special bond, so we're good. let's see. Slight was definitely up there. It was a good, like, gritty origin story for a superhero. Guardians of the Galaxy, we already said that. King Arthur was kind of on there, I'll say that. Alien Covenant was definitely there. Wonder Woman, even though it fell apart for me at the end. And I think that's about it for me. War for the Planet of the Apes. That was definitely a tough call. If not my top five, that's definitely in my top 10.
Fair.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Yeah. And I think that's it for me. I think that's it for everything else. There were movies I wanted to see this year that I didn't get to see. So they couldn't make the list. So like movies like Marshall, Detroit, Bad Moms Christmas, Downsizing. I didn't get to check out those, but I definitely wanted to put them on the honorable mentions list. But yeah. So that's it for me.
That's still a pretty good size list.
Yeah, yeah. So what about you, Professor? What you got for us?
So let's see. So my honorable mentions. We share a couple of the same honorable mentions for sure. I would say Kong Skull Island was on there. We talked before about The Mummy. I thought was better than people made it out to be. Not great by any stretch of the imagination, but decent. Despicable Me 3 was another fun episode of Despicable Me, and it wasn't bad. Wasn't bad. The New Pirates wasn't bad. I didn't think it wasn't great, but it wasn't bad. I would list Blade Runner as one of my honorable mentions. I didn't love Blade Runner. I thought it was a little too long, but I did enjoy it in the long run. We agree on Star Wars for sure. Definitely, it's Star Wars, so it's hard to hate on Star Wars unless it's one of the original three. But it's hard to hate on Star Wars that comes out. But I didn't love Last Jedi. We're gonna get into that. I didn't love it, but I didn't hate it either. I enjoyed it. I do like the movie. I just didn't think it was as good as it could have been. We'll get back to that in a little bit. One I thought we mentioned earlier, but you might have forgotten, was Kingsman, Golden Circle. Kingsman 2, essentially.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
It's a fun movie. You know what I mean? Neither one of them are great movies, but they're surprisingly fun. Another one of those just stupid, mindless action films that are goofy throughout the entire thing, but it's still a fun movie to sit and watch. And the one that I'm upset with you haven't seen yet, that is definitely on my honorable mention list, Hitman's Bodyguard. I mean, this was...
yeah.
If there's ever a better, pair to put into a comedy action flick, you're not going to find one better than Ryan Reynolds and Samuel L. Jackson. So,
true.
By no stretch of the imagination, is Hitman's Bodyguard a great movie. It's certainly not an Oscar-worthy movie. But it's absolutely fun to sit down and watch, and just don't go looking for a story. Don't go looking for a plot. Just go looking for the fact that it's Ryan Reynolds and Samuel L. Jackson who are going to be bagging on each other the entire movie, when they're not shooting guns at other people and each other. So that would be my last. Oh, and I mean, I would add Wonder Woman as well. At least the first two thirds of Wonder Woman. if I could redo the last third of Wonder Woman, it would probably be much higher on my list. Because all in all, and we probably covered it before, but all in all, the first two-thirds of Wonder Woman for me were great. I really enjoyed it. I thought it went really well. And then they got to like the last third of the movie, and it was kind of like they went, I don't know where to go from here. Let's just do this. And it just didn't work for me. So,
yeah.
But it's good enough to make my honorable mentions list where, Justice League is not. So, but, what are you going to do?
Yeah, man. I forgot to put Blade Runner on my list. Blade Runner, that's definitely on my list. That one and what was the other one I forgot?
Yeah, it's definitely an honorable mention movie. I mean, it was good. Again, like I said, too long, but it was good.
Any news items that stand out to you from the past couple of months? I mean, we've been off for a minute. We're enjoying the holidays with our families and whatnot. Doing
the holiday thing, sure. look, nothing stands out more than the news of Disney buying out Fox at this point.
Yeah, that was definitely, I think that definitely was 2017 best news item of the year.
Sure.
Definitely.
Everything that ensued from it was just spectacular. Ryan Reynolds is worth following as soon as that news broke, because every Deadpool thing he could possibly post was just amazing.
Yeah, man. That picture that he released of him getting arrested at Disney World, that was hilarious.
The guy's just hysterical. So I can't wait.
Yeah. So I'm looking forward to see what gets produced from this this acquisition here, because it'll be a good opportunity. One, and I've been saying this for a while, it's a great opportunity for Disney to start, you know, getting into more mature content.
Yeah.
And just spreading out and really being able to tell the stories that they want to tell. So not only is this a good look for Marvel, but this is just a good look for Disney. Now they get to tell much more mature stories that they're interested in telling, but can't because they still have that mouse brand. You know what I'm saying? So,
and all the people who worried about that, you know, they've come out. The guy, I forget exactly his name and where he's tied to, but one of the big wigs on the Disney side, I think he was, either on the Marvel side, but he came out and he said, we don't have any problem making the more adult content, more adult rated movies at this point. Deadpool worked so well. We know there's a market for it. So why wouldn't we keep doing it? You know, so we're going to continue to see those movies no matter who's in charge. And that's awesome.
Yeah, man. Yeah. I really can't wait to see what comes out of this. Cause this is going to be some really good stuff.
Oh, hands down. I mean, you're going to see whether people want it or not, you're going to see a Fantastic Four movie. I can't imagine any world in which that won't be one of the first things they start working on when the whole thing is done. You know, you will see Dr. Doom finally in the Marvel Universe. You will see the Silver Surfer in the Marvel Universe. You will see Galactus in the Marvel Universe. You will see all of these things finally, and it's just going to be spectacular.
So with that, let's talk about 2018 and the things that we're looking forward to, things that are coming out this year. I'm pretty sure I know your top. I mean, we already talked about it, so I know your top three items of what you're most looking forward to, and you know at least my number one, or number one and two.
There's not anybody in the world who doesn't know your number one at this point. Anybody who pays any kind of attention to us. Yeah, there's people right now looking at their screen, at their radio, going, we know, we get it. We know which one you're looking forward to.
You're excited for Black Panther. Yes, I'm excited for Black Panther.
That's not even a strong enough word when it comes right down to it.
Yeah, excited is really not, I am, what is more intense than excited? I am passionate, I am completely, I don't even know how to describe it. I would have to say I'm going Super Saiyan for Black Panther. Like, there's really no other
way. Of all places you could go, you went there too.
I went there. Super Saiyan 5 for Black Panther.
So we all know what the number one thing that the boss is waiting for on his list is. Why don't you go ahead and give the rest of your top three list there that we talked about? since we already know.
Number two is obviously going to be Avengers Infinity War. I'm definitely looking forward to that. I'm really not looking forward to anything outside of Marvel, because isn't Ant-Man coming out this year too?
Ant-Man and the Wasp is coming out this year, yeah.
Yeah, and we're gonna get Bill Foster in there, so we're gonna get Goliath in there, we're gonna get the Wasp in there. I'm good with Marvel. I'm just good with Marvel. Like, that's my top three.
Well, and we're getting I think Daredevil season 3 is this year. I think Jessica Jones season 2 is this year. Luke Cage season 2 is this year.
Oh, Jessica Jones, yo, I'm super excited for Jessica Jones.
I have to say I'm more excited for Jessica Jones than I am for Ant-Man.
That's fair. I think that's probably fair. I'm more excited for Daredevil than I would be for Jessica Jones, but that's all right. I can see that.
Yeah, yeah. So,
if I'm giving my list, my number one, beyond reasonable doubt, is Avengers Infinity War. That's the one I am finally going to get to see. The only villain in the Marvel Universe outside of Doctor Doom I have been waiting to see on screen interacting and actually doing something is Thanos. Now, we've seen him on screen. We haven't seen him really do anything yet. So I am very much looking forward to Infinity War just to see Thanos live and living color doing his thing on screen, actually interacting as a character. So that is my number one. Number two is a two-way tie for me.
No, it's no two-way tie.
But it is a two-way tie. That's just how it's going to be. That's just because I'm doing it.
No, it's not.
It is, though.
What were they?
All right. It's really, it's only one. It's Black Panther Deadpool 2. It's a weird movie that they've put into two pieces. No, so it's I can't decide which one I want to see more, whether it's Black Panther or Deadpool 2. So at number two is both of them. They're tied at number two for me because, you know, I just they're just the two movies that have to be there for me beyond Infinity War because there's nothing else that's going to be better.
Yeah,
and a very very close number three is one of those that I have been waiting forever and a day because the original is technically the greatest Fantastic Four movie they've done to date, called The Incredibles. So Incredibles 2 will be out in, I believe it's June of this year. So that is number three on my list. I cannot wait for Incredibles 2 because the first one was so good. I just can't wait to see what they're going to do with the second one. So technically mine's kind of a top four, but I'm calling it a top three because I can. So that's the three that I'm looking for. Ant-Man and the Wasp would be right outside of that. There was something else that there were like five movies total I remember I was looking at. There was another one that was coming that I really would... What the hell was it? If I can find this real quick.
All right.
2018 movie releases. Because I was looking at it at work, and I remember writing the dates down that I might actually want to take the days for.
nice.
Not New Mutants, not Predator. Oddly enough, I think it might have been Venom.
Oh, yeah. New Mutants and Venom are coming out this year. Oh, okay.
Yeah, New Mutants, I don't, New Mutants doesn't strike me like it's going to be one of those that I'm going to have to go see.
Only because I've read the comic books that are associated with the New Mutants now. I've read up on those, okay. So now I'm kind of interested in seeing how the movie goes. So...
Oh, that's the other one I forgot was coming out this year that I'm going to be excited to see. Wouldn't have made my top three, but Wreck-It Ralph 2 comes out.
Oh, man, it's a lot of like stuff that's sliding under the radar right now that's coming out this year and not coming out later this year. It's coming out early this year. And
yeah, it's called Ralph Breaks the Internet.
Nice. Oh, that's going to be good.
Like there's Fantastic Beasts 2.
Oh, man. Oh, well, that definitely takes my top three. That definitely takes the third spot. It bumps up Jessica Jones. She's in four. So Fantastic Beasts is now three. I forgot that was coming out this year. Man.
X-Men, Dark Phoenix, is whatever. But,
Deadpool 2 is coming out June.
Spider-Man animated movies coming out later in the year. The one that's the Miles Morales is the main star.
There's a lot going on this year.
Predator movie comes out this year. The Predator, where they're going back to Shane Black to do the movie.
Yeah, man.
The Tomb Raider movie, the new Tomb Raider movie comes out this year. That actually looks kind of interesting. Pacific Rim Uprising, I'm kind of on the fence about, but you know that's coming. Ready Player One, is coming. Aquaman, I'm not necessarily excited for, but
Han Solo movie.
The Han Solo Solo movie's coming. There's Alita: Battle Angel, the one that you were talking about earlier.
Yeah.
Jurassic World 2 is coming.
Sheesh.
So there's a lot of movies coming this year. You know, there's also a lot coming that I'm not going to be anywhere near, but that's a whole other story. So it's going to be an interesting year for some big name, big time movies. So, you know, it's going to be busy for sure.
Yeah, man.
Expensive.
Yeah, it's going to be a pretty packed year. So get excited. And that just means more work for us, but we do it for you guys. Yeah. So, yeah, man, outside of the news, hasn't been really anything going on, past couple weeks, been a couple some casting news for Captain Marvel.
Oh, right.
right.
Yeah, yeah. So I don't know if you guys watch if you guys have been watching She's Gotta Have It on Netflix. It's a Spike Lee remake, basically. It was a movie when it first came out, and now it's a series. But the lead actress of that series is casted in a major role in Captain Marvel. And I believe I believe her name is DeWanda. What is it? DeWanda Williams? Let me just make sure. Yeah, the actress's name. DeWanda Wise. Yeah, DeWanda Wise. She's the star of She's Gotta Have It. And she's going to be playing a major role in Captain Marvel. And I think she's going to be playing Spectrum, a character who has once held the title of Captain Marvel, and now is in this new Marvel team up. I can't remember what the name of it is, but it's Spectrum, Blue Marvel, Black Panther, Captain Marvel, and America. Yeah.
The character's name is Monica Lambeau. She was Captain Marvel for a long time. She's basically, I think, can control light or can turn her body into light, lasers, things like that. Kind of.
She can channel energy on every wave of basically the spectrum. No pun intended. But she can channel it and use it for whatever she needs to do for flight. She can shoot out blasts and stuff like that. She can even turn her body into energy. I believe at one point she was Captain Universe at one point. So she got the power cosmic, and they made her Captain Universe at one point. So
who hasn't been Captain Universe at some point at this point, though?
I know, right? I want to be Captain Universe.
She did, yeah, right. Well, it's, all right. You and me haven't been Captain Universe yet. Fair enough. But she did actually lead the Avengers at one point. She was the head honcho, so to speak, at one point quite some time ago, like 80s, as I recall. But yeah, she was the one in charge over there. So she's been a major character for a long, long time. I think she disappeared for a while. It might have just been because I had stopped reading for a while, but I think she disappeared for a while. But you know, now they bring her back as a new character in Spectrum. Well, not new character, but new name, you know, as Spectrum. So be interesting to see if that's who she's going to be, how that plays out in the end of the movie.
Yeah, man. So that's definitely, I mean, that movie's shaping up to be pretty solid. I'm excited for that one. So yeah, I think that's next year.
Yeah. So we got some time on that, but that'll still be pretty good.
Yeah, definitely. You know, as far as Black Panther goes, we're getting that in a couple weeks. We got Kendrick Lamar, who's going to be producing and curating the soundtrack for Black Panther. So that is definitely a piece of news that I am obviously about, because that is going to be bought on vinyl. That's how you know that I am interested in some kind of album. So, yeah.
It's funny. I'm taking a quick look here at 2019. I know it's a bit ahead, but there's a lot of good movies coming out in 2019 as well.
I'm saying like, and that's the best part about having these schedules and these itineraries. Like, we get good, solid movies every year.
I mean, look, Captain Marvel, the next Star Wars, another Avengers movie, Toy Story 4, Frozen 2, a lot of people will be excited about, live-action Lion King, new James Bond, It and Chapter 2, Wonder Woman 2, the Aladdin live-action, Gambit, supposedly, although I doubt that's
going to happen. I don't think that's going to happen.
Terminator 6, which sounds odd to say it that way, but I think it's going back to James Cameron, so that'll be interesting to see. Spider-Man Homecoming 2, Hellboy, World War Z 2. Oh,
Hellboy's shaping up to be good.
Yeah, it is. World War Z 2, which I didn't even know they were making. Suicide Squad 2, which doesn't count. Glass.
Glass. Ooh, Glass.
Yeah. Bad Boys 4, apparently. Shazam.
That's still in like
production. Like, what is it? What's the middle ground? Purgatory. Yeah, it's just sitting there waiting.
I think Gambit's kind of the same thing, but they're still listed for 2019. But yeah. Still, there's a lot of big hitters in that one, man. So that's it's even 2019 is just going to be another one of those.
Yeah,
you know, one of those big years when it comes around, and they'll be adding, I'm sure, more stuff as this year goes on. So next couple of years can be big for a lot of movies.
Yeah, man. Some other news that I heard that may be promising. DC's superhero movies is getting a new president in Walter Hamada. So hopefully that'll signify a change in the storytelling that'll take place. Maybe they got the idea. Maybe they understand now that, hey, we need somebody to oversee all of this and to control all of this moving forward.
Look, if they're smart, they'll ring Greg Berlanti's phone and say, hey, how would you like to be the guy who runs over everything? Because he
that would be awesome.
Clearly knows how to do it on the TV shows. So,
yeah.
You know, hand the keys to the man, let him take over and you know, allow the movies and the TV show to mesh, and I think you'll see some big time changes.
Yep, man. You can keep certain characters. You can keep certain characters in the cinematic framework, and you can keep certain characters in TV. You know what I'm saying? And only bring them together in the big team ups. You know what I'm saying? There's no reason that even though I wouldn't mind seeing it, there's no reason that Green Arrow should get standalones. He doesn't need to have standalones. I think the bread and butter of those shows is the fact that the team aspect. So, you know, if they do it like that, we get Superman, Batman, Wonder Woman all on solo films, get Green Lantern in there and, you know, do it up like that. If Berlanti takes over, I would love that. That would be awesome.
Oh, I'd be all about it. I think he would do a nice job tying everything together and pulling the strings like Kevin Feige does. I think he would. You know, I think he's shown the ability to do that properly, you know, with just the TV shows. So I think letting him do it for the movies would be a big step up for them. But I can't imagine that that'll be the direction they'll go, unfortunately.
Yeah. So other than that, I mean, it's been, you know, past couple months has just been people taking jabs at superhero movies, which is boggles my mind. It's just stay in your lane. Like, it's not that serious.
People try to take, you know, too seriously as a craft as far as acting goes. It's like, you know, we get it. You're pretending to be somebody else. It's not, you know, the greatest thing in the world. You're not curing cancer. Relax.
You know, let us enjoy the movies. Let us be great. Exactly. Okay? Stay over there. But yeah, man. So 2018 is definitely shaping up to be a decent year, and we're going to be definitely being more prolific this year as we move forward, trying to get y'all more content out on a regular basis, more reviews, more hot topic episodes, and just having some fun this year with you guys. So, you know, stick with us.
Yeah, man.
We got you.
Dude, absolutely, 100%.
Yeah, man. So, So that's it for us here at the Bosses. That's the day. Starting off your new year right. So if you're tuning in for the first time, don't forget to follow us. We're all over social media. We're on Facebook. You can search for us under the Bosses Desk. On Twitter, at the Bosses Desk. YouTube, the Bosses Desk. We also have these podcasts up, man. Check us out on Google Play and iTunes, the Bosses Desk. And just subscribe and give us a follow. And if you have any questions about anything you heard today in this show or anything in previous shows, or you just have a topic that you want us to talk about that you're not hearing, that's geek related and movie related, like we got you. Just send us your tweets. You can tweet us directly at the Bosses Desk, or send us an email at questions@thebossesdesk.com. We'll take a look at your questions, get them together, and we'll share them, and you'll hear them on the show, you know? And so you know, give us a holler, man. You know, we're here all day to give you the support. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to show you some love in 2018. So, yeah, man. So just stick with us and we'll catch you next week, guys. We're out.